call the meeting to order, and we need to call roll, Don.
Representative Burkhart. Here. Representative Connolly. Here. Representative Greer. Here. Representative Moniz. Here. Representative Nicholas. Here. Representative Stubson. Here. Senator Burns. Here. Senator Hastert. Here. Senator Perkins.
Here.
Senator Wasserberger.
Here.
Co-Chairman Harshman.
Here.
Chairman Ross.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Apologize for everybody for the lateness of us getting in here, but trying to get the schedule organized. I believe we're a little bit behind schedule, so hopefully we can knock out these additional letters before 10. And we'll come back, start doing some of the Section 300s, and maybe work some more this afternoon. More than likely, we'll do round robin on Monday. And that's kind of the plan. I know that kind of puts staff behind the eight ball a little bit, but in discussion with staff, I think we can make it work. It just pushes it back a day. But that'll give us an opportunity to make sure that we have prioritized the 15-16 list and the 15 list and the 16 list with regards to contingent funds. So with that being said, we have, I think the first letter that we have available for us is the auditor's letter. It's AL002, dated January 16, 2015, regarding uniform accounting system, request for proposal for professional consulting services, and the request is for $150,000 to hire a consultant to assist with the accounting system request for proposal requirements. Committee, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh. Yeah. That's the State Auditor's Office.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the auditor's request and suggest it be in the 2015 contingency money.
All right. Okay. Discussion? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just I just want to ask the committee again and just jog everybody's memory, but this first request amount, is this the whole amount or is there more to come?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I'm not exactly – there's another letter that has the amounts that she talked about for the reporting monies. Obviously, there will be another request to deal with the full accounting system, but that will be next year, I'm sure.
So right now, this is just for the consultant to help with the – uniform accounting system, and then the next letter we will deal with is, and I guess maybe I had this out of line, but I don't think so. The next letter is also from the auditors, which is AL001.
Oh, okay. All right.
Got it?
Got it. Okay. I was on the wrong.
All right. Okay.
I was on one.
The motion is auditors recommendation and to be placed in the 2015 contingency. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That letter has been adopted. We're now on the next letter from the state auditor, which is dated January 13, 2015. It's AL001. This is a supplemental budget request for modernization of the financial reporting system. The request is for $945,300 to modernize that financial reporting system. Committee, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I would also move this amount in from the 2015 contingency.
Is there
second?
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I can give you a little. I sit on the Financial Advisory Council. as the representative from this body, and so I've sat in on some of these conversations, and this $900,000 is strictly on the reporting function, and it would fit essentially with the system we have now. The anticipation is it would also transition to a new system that they do the RFP for. It has gone through the OCIO, and the business case has been approved. And really, the problem, and I obviously don't understand all the technical issues, but on the reporting issues, they can't do it while the system is running, essentially. And so you have to wait. You have to take the entire system down offline, not put any information into it. And you can do static reporting, but essentially it makes it very difficult for the directors to get immediate information on cash flow issues and expenditures and that sort of thing. So this is really a user piece to allow the agencies to access the information that's currently in the system more efficiently and more readily.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Perkins.
Good question. So with this information, would that enable them or reduce the amount of time it takes them to figure out what the reversions are at the end of the year?
Mr. Chairman, I think it would help. And hopefully they would be able to come to you. At least the representation is they would be able to, if you asked how much outstanding money is out there that's unspent, they could issue a report and do it right away. So, and again, the big question I had is, are we doing all this, and then we go through the RFP for the new accounting system, and I, at least I received assurances that, no, this will fit well with the new, as part of the RFP, they'll make sure this part fits with the new system as well.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor of Auditor's Letter Number AL001, $945,000 plus in the contingent 2015 contingency, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
That is passed. Don, I'm not certain, but what's the next letter? I mean, I got on my desk. It's the Supreme Court, but I think we've already dealt with that.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the next letter is the Supreme Court, and it's the same $1.27 million that also appeared in a governor's letter, and I believe was adopted in part $875,000. So I think that's already been addressed. You could dispose of that letter.
Okay, so everybody understand we've already dealt with that. The next letter is from the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Is that correct, Don? And that is the request for a job qualifications questionnaire and 130 requests to use up to $130,000 remaining 13-14 general fund appropriation from the administration budget, Unit 6102, Agency 206. Is that correct, Don?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
And they request the use of a vacant AWAC position for this purpose. I believe that is one time. They thought it could get it done in 1 year. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that's also correct.
Okay. Committee, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move the superintendent's letter.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. Discussion. Yes.
I guess I'm just looking at some notes, and we talked about this when the superintendent was in here. And I guess I'm wondering why, not that I disagree with the need, but necessarily my notes show me that we were down like 34 positions in the department, and I'm wondering why we need to do this out of revisions as opposed to just allow, if we wanted to, we just allow her the flex in the 100 series or something out of 100 series to do that. If she's down 34 positions, there's got to be plenty of money in the existing budget without snatching the revision.
Don?
Mr. Chairman, yes, there are 34 positions. We did receive a list, and I think it was distributed to the committee. Many of those positions have been vacant for the entire 6 months of this biennium. We do understand that a large portion, I don't know how much, of those funds supporting those positions are federal funds, may not be able to be used for this type of an activity.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that doesn't address the question. Are there still sufficient funds in there for her to do that so we can modify the letter and say you can flex on these particular amounts for these positions?
Don?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not aware of any general funds, and neither is the budget analyst.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the auditor's or the superintendent's request, letter 001, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Okay. Is that all the letters? Oh, no, we got...
Mr. Chairman, can I tie up for just a
sure.
second? On that last one, let me... You know, when we went back, I went back and looked, and Unit 6102 was a net to zero in the existing... When we went into this biennium, it was a net to zero adjustment. So is there a reversion still in that number did our previous budget action take it?
Mr. Chairman, the net to zero occurred in the 15-16 biennium, okay. And this is from the 13 before they made their reorganization.
Okay.
All right. Okay, the next thing we got to do is we got to deal with Supreme Court and their supplemental budget request. I believe their request is
Mr. Chairman, this is a separate book. It's a thin book. It's Agency 101, Supreme Court, and there are two budget requests in it.
And Don, if I'm correct, the first budget request is for $100,000 to fund additional grants to programs and organizations furthering the vision and mission of the center, which is the Center for Legal Aid. I believe that $100,000 is already there. It's just authorizing the expenditure of that money. Maybe what's your pleasure? Okay. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. Okay. The next is a request, exception request for $400,000 for labor and installation for the migration of court data to a new unified circuit court case management system. It's on page 14 of the supplemental budget request document from the Supreme Court.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Move the $400,000 one time.
Okay. Yes.
Just a little discussion on this, and this is one time.
Mr. Chairman, it was incorrectly coded on the last page of your budget as ongoing, but yes, during the testimony, the court indeed indicated that one time would be appropriate.
Okay, and then, Mr. Chairman, just a question on some of these, on these court technology, some of this we paid out of different funds, haven't we? Is there any other options, I guess, for this and similar type these district court? Any background on that? Help me.
Mr. Chairman, you may also remember, this is actually a previously appropriated amount. We had appropriated this for use in the prior biennium. They didn't have their technology together, and so they did not spend the money because they weren't ready to make that data transfer, and this is and the money reverted. So this is essentially a reappropriation of a prior appropriation that has since reverted. So when we funded it the first time around, it came from general funds, I think.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor of this exception budget request, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been adopted. I think that closes, I guess.
Mr. Chairman, I just a question. Did we specify that out of the 2015?
No, we didn't. No, we did not.
Mr. Chairman, I thought that was already money that was already appropriated.
It reverted. So that...
Mr. Chairman, I'd make that motion to take it out of the July 1st contingency.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, is this the place where on the footnote of the monies for the learning center?
Mr. Chairman, yes, although I think there's a motion on the table on the FY15 funding and then...
Okay.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's been granted. Is there something further?
I have a modification to the funding that we gave to the Interactive Learning Center. If you recall, we appropriated $280,000, is that right, for matching funds for the design of the Active Learning Center. And the Supreme Court, the funding mechanism is now transferred over to the Bar Association, so there's no conflict of interest on who donates and how they come up with those other funds. But there has been a request that the way that this is crafted now, it's ambiguous on whether or not you have to raise all the money before you can do any of the remodeling. And so in order to clarify that issue, I modified two words in here so that, for example, I think they've raised approximately $70,000 to $80,000 already. So as the money is matched, this allows them to begin the process of doing some of the construction instead of having to raise it all at once. So that's basically what this does.
I'll second it, Mr. Chairman.
Is that a motion? Okay, moved and seconded.
Mr. Chairman, just a question for the sponsor. Just, you know, usually when we do these, we say in parcels of a certain amount, like 50,000 or 20,000. So we're not running over with $1,000 and getting a match. It's intermediate thresholds, not the whole amount. But so, Don, any comment on that? I mean, in the past, like University of Wyoming, big matches usually 50,000. That might be too high for this, but you probably don't want these transfers going on for every $200 or $1,000, maybe a $5,000 or $10,000 increments.
Sure. I mean, whatever is reasonable, probably on a project like this, I would think $25,000 would be sufficient. Is that?
Yes.
I think if I may be wrong, but it seems to me that like in public television, we allow that to be as low as $10,000 in public TV matching.
Let's make that.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that's correct.
Mr. Chairman, and I'd move to amend the motion, or maybe it's friendly, just to put that language in, that in $10,000 increments. Is that friendly? Okay. Thank you.
All right. Don, is it this goes into this budget, or is this a Section 300?
Mr. Chairman, this would be a footnote on this budget.
Okay. All right. All those in favor of the motion as a friendly amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Just for clarification, that would be immediate upon, and is that correct? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Is there anything further on letters or anything else at this point in time, Don?
Mr. Chairman, I understand. I have three quick items, or we can take them up as you. We understood that the $3 million for the high bay, although it wasn't specifically mentioned yesterday, was from FY15 contingency funds. I just wanted to clarify if that was the intent of the committee. I think there was discussion about all of those funds.
Right.
That's how we understood it. Number two, and this might be appropriate for the round robin if anyone is interested, Sheridan Community College actually withdrew another one of their capital construction requests, the wellness dome, that gold-domed facility was also pulled from their request. Yesterday, you approved it. They are not ready to proceed with that. If you wish to withdraw that, you could. And then finally, with respect to the high-altitude $20 million in the governor's letter, we will put just the standard language on the matching funds, like the $50,000 that we discussed. And that is the same language we put on all of the other oil and gas and that sort of thing. Just wanted to inform the committee, no surprises. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. All right, committee. Well,
Mr. Chairman, what's our upcoming schedule here?
The upcoming schedule will be to get back together at noon.
Mr. Chairman, too, and I don't know what our schedule will be, and maybe the Speaker Pro Tem, but if we can, maybe we can even get out of there a few minutes before noon. I don't know. What's ours? How does your?
Depends.
Maybe we can be in contact as early as 11:30, is sure.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think it just depends on how long third reading takes. I think we.
Okay. So, and then we'll be back together at noon. We'll start working some of the easier, hopefully, Section 300s. And if need be, we can maybe be excused in the afternoon from general file, continue some work, and then take up round robins on Monday. Is everybody cool with that? Cool?
You're kidding.
All right.
I'm kidding.
All right. Okay, we're adjourned.